It has been an especially deadly year along the U.S.-Mexico border. Since July 1st, 77 migrants have been found dead trying to cross. Since last October, more than 300 have lost their lives. The Border Patrol says an unusually long period of hot weather is partly to blame for the deaths. NPR's Ted Robbins recently spent the day with a Border Patrol agent, a member of an elite rescue squad trained to find and help migrants in danger.
Today's forecast in the Sonoran Desert, 108 degrees and relentless sun. Only two kinds of people are out here in the middle of the day, desperate people and those trying to find them. Paul McKenna is trying to find them. He slowly drives his SUV along a dirt road, looking for evidence of human activity. In agent lingo, it's called cutting sign. McKenna sees something and stops the vehicle.
Got a group across the road.
Footprints.
Footprints, yeah. So we'll see how old they are.
They look fresh, and the patterns are distinct.
Here we'll have like a common work boot type sole. That one over here is a straight bar. Of course, we have like a lot of different tennis shoe type styles in here.
Paul McKenna is an elite Borstar agent, Border Patrol Search, Trauma, and Rescue. He's a trained law enforcement officer, but he's also a trained emergency medical technician. His job is not just to catch illegal immigrants, it's to save them.
We're about, in a straight line, probably about 35 miles from the border right now.
So whoever is out here and made these signs would have been here for some time.
By the time they get up here, if they haven't got lost or anything, it's usually about a 2 to 3 day trek.
We drive on through a landscape of cactus and mesquite. Eventually, we stop at a corral with a few cows and a water tank, a favorite spot for migrants to hide. Then, as we walk, his two-way radio chatters with the news that other agents have spotted a group about a mile away.
That's probably ours.
We speed off. It might be a group of illegal immigrants resting or injured, or it might be a group of armed drug smugglers. So Paul McKenna takes his rifle. And the agents sneak up on the group, asleep under some bushes. McKenna tells them to get up with their hands on their heads. There are 13 people, 11 men and 2 women. They stand in a circle, dazed as McKenna and another Borstar agent check them for injuries or signs of dehydration. McKenna wants to know if anyone else is hiding nearby. Tell me the truth. Are there any family or friends around? It's important, he says. It's dangerous out here. McKenna checks their shoes. It's not the same group we were following. Clearly dehydrated, but otherwise okay, the agents give them water, then line them up to march toward a bus, which will return them to Mexico. Then something extraordinary happens. One of the women, Blanca, sits down and won't move. She just sobs. Her nose begins dripping blood, a sign of dehydration, as well as a side effect of her crime. She gives the agent the story of her long trek and her hopes for a job, and eventually McKenna coaxes her into the bus.
In 13 years, I've never seen anyone just say, you know what, I'm not going with you. I'm staying right here, and you're not going to make me go. And, you know, I mean, what do you say to that?
What McKenna says is that he has to balance compassion with the law. So he heads out again in search of the group with the fresh footprints. Because if he and his fellow Borstar agents don't find them, they may make it or they may die. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.